Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So I thought I'd say something about another skillful means or technique in meditation practice. So this is the use of the hands, which are a very sensitive part of the body, a part of the body that we can become very clearly aware of. So if we're sitting, practicing meditation on breathing, it also can be easy to become aware of the hands, particularly if we're somebody that works with our hands. This can be very useful. We also notice that if the hands are placed in the lap, then the hands are out there where the belly is, so this can help us to take the breath down into the belly, which is a very good place for it to be, very healthy place for it to be. Breathing into the belly, diaphragmatic breathing, which is recommended. This is a very calming, healthy way to breathe. And if we wish, particularly if we're on our own, it can look a bit strange if we're practicing in a group or in a temple, but if we're practicing on our own, then another skillful means that I've used quite a lot is to become aware of the hands and then breathing in, breathing out, and then to move the hands around with the palms facing the body. It can be a great way of enhancing our awareness of the body, because we can be so aware of the hands. We can kind of direct the movement of our awareness with our hands. In doing this, we can scan the body, which otherwise can be a difficult one. So another way of enhancing our body awareness is to sit and to move our mind through the body. And often this becomes more like awareness of feeling than awareness of the body, doing it like this. But if we move our hands, use our hands to direct our awareness, in my experience, then you get a kind of picture of the body arising under the hand. So you know where your hand is. You're placing your hand over your knee, for example, and you become very aware of your knee. And you're placing your hand over your chest, you become very aware of your chest. Can kind of explore your chest in some way. It's also possible to spread metta in this way, bring up thoughts of loving kindness, kind of healing hands, thoughts of loving kindness, and move this loving kindness around the body. This can be our intention, like Reiki. So this is what Reiki practitioner, people know what that is. Kind of spiritual healing, and people will practice Reiki on themselves and then they practice it on other people. So this is also can become a possibility that you develop sensitivity, awareness of the hands, and then through awareness of the body, as you kind of scan the body with your hands, then things can happen if the mind becomes concentrated. Can happen. There can be a brightness, lightness, a sensitivity. Might sense that a particular, there's a brightness there in one particular part of the body, or the opposite somewhere else, a darkness or a tightness or something. And this way one can direct one's benevolent awareness, or you can see it like that, as my own, direct my own benevolent awareness, see it like that, or we can see it as like the Reiki practitioners would see this as channeling a kind of healing energy. It's not theirs, but it's a kind of universal thing, channeling a healing energy of nature into the body. So some people can get very good at this, and it can really work. So the way we might do this as sitting, we begin with the hand sitting in the lap and breathing into the belly, breathing out, and as soon as the mind becomes concentrated, there's a bit of brightness in the mind, and we can begin to move the hands around quite slowly around the body, like a little x-ray. You notice the mind brighten. This is a good sign. There's a brightness, or there's the opposite. There's a kind of darkness or tightness. I mean, you can hover there and spread metta. May I be well. May I be happy. Breathing in and out. May my body be well. May my body be happy. Breathing in and out. Breathing this healing intention in and out. There's a lot of evidence, isn't there, of the power of the mind to either for the good or not in regards to the body. A lot of psychosomatic illness, isn't there, and a lot of evidence to show how much of a connection there is between the state of the mind and our physical health. This can be to do with our own attitude, but not all of this. So to be quite careful that we don't go over the top and get carried away with this and think that all illness is psychosomatic and everything can be healed with our Reiki. This isn't the case, but certainly this can work, can be very effective. So I'll offer that one for your reflection.